All four gifts now, said Jack.
Good work, said Morgan.
She picked up their first gift. It was the pocket watch from the Titanic.
Once upon a time, there was a boy who wasted time, Morgan said. This watch teaches him that time is very precious. It must be used wisely.
Morgan picked up their second gift, the eagle's feather from the Lakota Indians.
Sometimes the boy was afraid to stand up for himself, she said. The eagle's feather teaches him that a small creature can be one of the bravest.
Morgan picked up the lotus flower from the forest in India.
Sometimes the boy did not respect nature, she said. This flower teaches him that nature holds many wonders.
Morgan picked up the piece of bark with the painting of the rainbow serpent.
Sometimes the boy didn't want to study other times and places, she said. This painting teaches him there is mystery, magic, and wisdom in the traditions of ancient peoples.
What boy? Jack asked.
Who are you talking about? Asked Annie.
Morgan didn't answer right away. She placed her hands on Jack's and Annie's shoulders.
Thank you, she said, for helping this boy learn his lessons. Thank you for breaking the spell.
What boy?
Jack asked again.
Arf, arf, arf.
Jack and Annie looked over at Teddy. Then something magical happened. In a flutter of time, in the spin of a whirlwind, Teddy was changed. He was no longer a dog. He was a boy. Chapter 10, Dreamtime. The boy was on the ground, on his hands and knees.
Meet my young helper from Camelot, said Morgan.
The boy glanced up. He had a friendly, freckled face and twinkly dark eyes. His hair was the same color that Teddy's fur had been. He looked a bit older than Jack, about 10 or so.
Am I back? He asked.
You're back, said Morgan. The boy leaped up and hugged her.
Thank you, he cried.
And I hope next time you'll ask before trying the spells in my spell book, said Morgan. The boy grinned sheepishly.
I promise.
Then he looked at Jack and Annie.
I accidentally changed myself into a